This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The 2016 Wells Fargo fake account scandal continues to reverberate. Now a big city is trying to keep banks from using the kind of high-pressure sales goals that got Wells Fargo into trouble. Los Angeles recently passed an ordinance saying that any bank contracting with the city or applying for a city contract needs to disclose its sales goals. Banks also need to disclose potentially predatory business practices. Larry Buell has more from L.A.
Ruth Landaverde says when she worked at a Wells Fargo branch in Los Angeles, her manager constantly pressured her to open new accounts.
I said, this is ridiculous. We can't continue adding or opening credit cards for these people. Well, you have to do it.
Landaverde and other activists came out to celebrate the passage of L.A.'s stricter ordinance in July. It says any bank bidding for the city's accounts must disclose its sales practices, and it can't fire whistleblowers. Killian Collin is also a former Wells Fargo worker.
We want to try to set a good example for the banking industry in Los Angeles City, and we're hoping that will be nationwide later.
LA's contracts with Wells Fargo, totaling about $17 million, expire later this year, and the city plans to cut all ties with the bank. Wells Fargo declined to comment on the city's decision to seek another bank, but in a statement it said it's proud to have served as the city's primary bank for a decade. Some major cities use social responsibility as a bargaining chip with banks, but they don't make banks reveal sales goals. Beth Mills is a spokesman for the California Bankers Association. She says LA's ordinance could keep banks away.
To the extent that you put some of these requirements in that banks aren't comfortable with, that may in fact restrict that city's ability to obtain financial services.
Reform advocates say banks should be more transparent because of the role they play in the financial lives of city residents. Maria Loya is with the Committee for Better Banks in LA.
They're selling loans. They're selling bank accounts that come with fees. They're selling credit cards, right? That has a direct impact on the health of the individual's economic well-being and therefore the economic well-being of the community.
With Wells Fargo now out of the running, the question is which banks will agree to greater transparency in order to get LA's business. I'm Larry Buell for Marketplace.